The River City of Kentucky is going bananas.
From the beating heart of the college basketball universe comes Nothing But Net on WFPL.org and WFPK.org. I'm Mark Bacon.
I'm Matt Anthony.
And coming up this week, the game, the date, that citizens of the Commonwealth of Kentucky have had circled on their calendar all year. The annual Battle for the Bluegrass as the Louisville Cardinals square off against Cal's mighty Cats at the University of Kentucky. Plus, before the big game, there's a big game. All this and more coming up on Nothing But Net.
Why would you negotiate a contract mid-season?
You know, it's really strange because said contract was signed, or extension was signed, in August of this year. And now comes this curious announcement from Coach Rick Pitino that he's hanging it up after the 2016-2017 season. Now, I know that a lot of pundits have said, take it with a grain of salt. Rick does change his mind a lot, as we've witnessed living here in Louisville with all these curious and odd proclamations and things he says to the press and to his players, etc. The man is truly an enigma wrapped in a riddle when he wants to be. But with all the talking you and I have done about this additionally, it just brings one thing to mind. When does Brad Stevens' contract expire?
It's not even a long drive for you, Brad. I mean, what is it, 2 hours?
That's it, brother. We really would like to have you here. And you, the Louisville faithful, occupy Brad Stevens.
Now, before the big game, a big game.
Ah, yes, the woefully undervalued, underestimated Hoyas of Georgetown. These guys were picked 10th in the Big East, much like we were picked to be 8th last year in the Big East. And they are kind of following the same script we did last year. Couple of stats to chew on. Hollins Thompson, great forward for Georgetown, shoots 48% from behind the three-point stripe. 6'10 pivot man Henry Sims has one of the best assist-to-turnover ratios in college ball for a pivot man. And always steady senior Jason Clark at the one is exactly what you want for a point guard for a team. A senior, steady, calm, consistent. Turnovers at a minimum, assists at a maximum. This is a team, as a matter of fact, that takes care of the basketball and defends the perimeter well. They do very well off the ball, they hit the glass well, and they shoot dynamite. I think all this adds up to Armageddon almost for Louisville if I'm to take away what I have from the last four games that U of L have played in the friendly confines of the Yum Center, particularly Fairleigh Dickinson and Western Kentucky. Louisville continues on this downward trajectory. The Hoyas can take them by double digits.
Well, I think it's going to be a test for both, and it will not be an upset if Georgetown wins at all. They've had hard problems on a neutral court. Kansas beat them in Maui, and they almost lost to Memphis in Maui in overtime, which they handled Memphis next time they met. So it tells me that on the road, they're a little rocky, and the rule of thumb is if you are a road team, you must win by 10 at the other team's home. And I don't think that the Hoyas are 10 points better than the Cards. But we will see, and it will be a good game. And those Bulldogs are big.
And remember, Matt, it is the Big East opener for both teams, and no Big East team likes to start out 0-1.
Now from dogs to cats.
And to Cardinals. That's right, Matt, the Battle of the Bluegrass, December 31st, this Saturday at 12 noon at the not-so-friendly or very friendly confines of Rupp Arena, depending which county you live in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And of course, that means if you're in Jefferson County, it ain't too friendly, and the rest of the state, they love Rupp Arena. It's got to feel crummy for the Cardinals to go in there knowing that, like, everybody in there just hates your guts more than anything, you know, they possibly could.
Well, can the Cards handle being villains? And that's the thing that they've gotten, they've kind of not had to deal with playing so many games at the Yum Center.
Well, maybe take a cue from the coach. I mean, one of the fun things, and maybe the only fun thing for Louisville fans, is to figure out what entrance Pitino's going to use to walk onto the court at Rupp Arena. He seems to delight in doing that since his tenure at the University of Louisville. But all things said, we've talked about Davis, Kid Gilchrist, Teague, Wilcher, all these marvelous freshmen. Of course, returning classmen, Lamb, Jones, Darius Miller. It's practically an NBA quality team, and I think that's going to be reflected when the smoke clears and all said and done on Saturday. To Louisville fan, this is going to be about as much fun as watching a pickup truck get rolled over by a train. It's just, I see a bloodbath on the way, and I don't think Louisville's going to end up, you know, in the winning column.
As an analyst, I have to go with UK, but my heart really goes with U of L. I'm a U of L alum, so I've been looking into how to beat UK. And I think the teams are as closely matched as they've been in years. Either it's been lopsided U of L or it's been lopsided UK. I use IU as an example. You got to have Zhang to neutralize Davis. Terrence Jones needs to not show up like he hasn't been showing up. And the Cards guards have to get hot. Russ Smith, Peyton Siva has to do what he does, hit those last-minute shots, do those twirly-whirly plays. Couric needs to find a sweet spot, and they need to use their bench to run UK down. Watching the Cards at the Yum, the thing that's most noticeable to me is there's always a Cards player in front of the scorer's table going in and out.
Fresh legs.
Sometimes it's tough for me because I'm like, you got to keep those kids together so a five-man team can gel. Mm-hmm. But he'll just run you down, keep that press going all game, and come fourth quarter, all your team is ran out and tired, and the Cards are fresh, and they're ready to beat you. Now all UK has to do is do what they do.
That's a good point, man. That's a very good point. I think Russ Smith is a great thing, because Russ Smith needs to be Russ CTV in the highlights from this game.
Yep.
However,
and he can be.
He can be indeed, but you know, they've scouted him pretty hard now, and I think people are no longer surprised by what he did. I mean, he's no longer kind of like found money, which he has been in the early part of the season. I think really the bottom line is, to take your example, to beat U of K, number one, hide their uniforms. Number two, hide their shoes. And number three, somehow lock up Rupp Arena so no one can get in it. Beyond that, I just see, well, you want my prediction, Matt?
Please.
Final score, Louisville, 57. Kentucky, 84.
Louisville, 93. UK, 91.
What
overtime.
What the heck are you smoking, man? Are you kidding me? Neither team has poured out that kind of output yet. That should be interesting to see. So please join us next week when we see if Matt tap dances on my head or I laugh at him uncontrollably. That'll be coming up on the next Nothing But Net. Plus, we will be looking at some of the openers in Big East play. And I know you and I have our eyes on the Indiana-Michigan State game. Can't wait to get back with you guys out there in podcast land about that. Thanks a whole lot for tuning in. You've been listening to Nothing But Net on WFPL.org and WFPK.org. I'm Mark Bacon.
I'm Matt Anthony.
We'll see you next time.
I'll see you on New Year's Eve.
Amen.